And welcome again to the What's Up Radio program with your host, Terry Lowry. If you don't have insurance and you need an expensive operation, do you just go down to your local hospital, sign yourself in with your doctor, and just pay whatever they say you owe? Or do you negotiate? Or do you, as a good Christian, search out all your options to be a good steward of the resources that God has entrusted you with? Are you a self-insured small business or big business? Do you have a high deductible or high copay and you need an expensive operation? What can you do to reduce your out-of-pocket expenses? Well, maybe Med Retreat is what you need. Joining us now from Med Retreat to discuss medical tourism. I love that term, medical tourism, Patrick Marsick. Patrick, welcome again to the What's Up Radio program.
Hi, Terry. It's great to be with you again.
I wanted to have a long intro. I got kind of long-winded there, but did I cover all the bases? Med Retreat is for all of the above, right?
You know, I would like to use that entire script on our homepage. You're so well said. Very well done. Yes, you've definitely done your homework, and we have talked before, Terry. Everything you said just before this is absolutely correct. It's a great option for people who don't have insurance and have to pay for their health care out of their pocket.
Or if they got a real high deductible. And let's talk about some instances. Let's say somebody needs, and it's not an emergency, a triple bypass. Or if they need a hip replacement or a knee replacement. Let's look at the cost of those U.S. on average versus maybe going overseas to an accredited hospital to get excellent care. Let's take the knee replacement. Do you have any figures?
Sure. You know, the prices are all over the place. Depending on where you go in the U.S., which hospital, what part of the U.S. you're from, you're looking at anywhere between $40,000
and $65,000. To replace a knee?
That's for a total knee replacement, exactly. Now, and also, depending where you go overseas, what part of the world you go to, we found, by the way, that Southeast Asia probably has the best value at this point in time. So in Southeast Asia, you're looking at, for the knee replacement, without travel costs and accommodations, under $10,000. So once you add the air travel and a couple of weeks stay in a 4 to 5 star hotel, you're looking at $12,000 to $13,000 on the average.
No, wait a minute. So it's $10,000 for the knee replacement, $2,000 to $3,000 for the air travel, a couple weeks at a 4 star hotel, and back home for less than $15,000 instead of $40,000. So that's what, you know, really about 25% of the cost.
You're saving anywhere between 50 and 80% of the cost here in the U.S., depending on where you originate from and where you go to, what destination you go to. So, yeah, you can save up to 80%, so that's about one-fifth the cost of what it would be here in the U.S.
Now, Patrick, I got to admit, I'm going to use myself as the example in all these. Now, everybody's family is different, but I know for me, if I've got to make travel plans and airline and hotel and where am I going to eat and how am I going to get to the hospital and all, never going to happen. You know, because I'm too busy and I like to just delegate that. So let's say that my doctor has said that I need a knee replaced and I go down to Texas Medical Center or I go to one of the fine hospitals here in the Northwest Houston area and I get a quote of $65,000. Let's just say $60,000.
Okay.
To replace that knee and I'm self-insured or I don't have insurance and they don't want to take a dollar down, dollar a week the rest of my life. They want my kids, my grandkids, as long as they're well behaved, and any assets that I have, they want me to sign that away. And most hospitals want a third to a half up front if you're not insured before they even touch you. So if I called you or your shop there, medretreat.com is the website. Walk me through it. Let's just say that I'm listening to the What's Up program on KKHT, the barn-burning 100,000-watt FM, and I live in southwestern Louisiana, or I live over near Columbus or up to College Station, or I'm fishing out in the Gulf, and I got the FM preaching station on, and now I hear Terry Lowry talking about Med Retreat. Let's just say I go online, Med Retreat. Walk me through what happened.
In a nutshell, what will happen is you'll go to our website and you'll search the website and look for all the information that we have posted. It's just loaded with some great information about medical tourism as well as the services that MedRetreat offers. You know, step two on our homepage actually divulges our process, the very general process. Now, obviously, depending on your needs, it could be much more detailed than that. But what will happen is you'll eventually sign up for our free membership application, which is step three on our homepage. Once that is received by us, we make an appointment to speak with you and find out what your true needs are.
Is this in person or over the phone?
It will be over the phone, yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. We really need to have personal verbal contact with our clients. You can't just do this via email. Now, there are a lot of things that are done via email. In fact, you'll receive a minimum of 65 emails from us about information that you're going to need before you travel abroad. So it's a very detailed process. We've been in business for 5 years now, Terry, and we have a lot of experience under our belt, and we actually learn from the experiences of our clients as well.
Well, of course.
And we incorporate those experiences into our process. So it's a constant evolutionary process, and it continues to grow to help those to come along maybe next week, next year, and in years to come. But in a nutshell, what happens is we'll speak with you about your needs. We'll collect certain information, medical information, such as your x-rays or your MRI, CT scans, maybe photos if you're going for cosmetic surgery. We have you complete a medical questionnaire about your past history and current condition. We ask you what your expectations are as well. We want to make sure that we can make you completely happy when you travel abroad. As an example, if you want to become an Olympic skier and you need a hip replacement, that may not be possible. So we need to make sure that your expectations are in line with what the procedure can yield.
I don't know many professional skiers who have to have their hips replaced that can go back and be a professional skier. We need to take a break. We're going to come back and just kind of walk through. If I want to get my knee replaced in India or in the Far East, what steps will I go through? How would I get there? What will happen when I get there? And what happens when I get home? We'll go through all of that when we get back. If you want to go on the website for MedRetreat, the website's real easy. MedRetreat.com. We'll be right back.